It's interesting when we look in chapter 4 of our passage how doctrine is so intimately linked with the gospel. Sometimes we like to separate that in our minds, but it isn't done here, and I think it would be an error to do that. And I want to look at a couple of verses in Galatians. In Galatians 1, verse 8 and 9. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. There is only one gospel, as we have heard, concerning Jesus Christ. All truth is embodied in him. Do we preach the full, true gospel? There are many gospels that are being preached today. But it goes deeper than simply knowledge. And we find again in Galatians, in chapter 2. And Paul is addressing Peter, and in verse 14, I just want to read the first part of the verse. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel. And then he goes on. Here's the question. Are we walking according to the truth of the gospel? We might say to every one of us here, go out and preach the gospel. We heard yesterday that there's a net and there's the fish hook. Maybe we're not an evangelist, but we've read today to do the work of evangelist, to have that one-on-one contact. The question is my life lived according to the truth of the gospel? If it's not, then what impact will my words have? What impact will my life have when I am seeking to bring the knowledge of Christ to another? But we need to have the knowledge. We need to know what the gospel is. We need to know what the doctrine is. Because, as we've noted, if we are in the last days, and we are in the last days, there is much which is not according to the gospel of Christ, prevalent under the brand of Christianity today. We don't have to look to other religions. We simply need to look under the brand of Christianity, and you'll find any gospel that suits the flesh. What does Paul say about that? What gospel do we bring? If we don't bring the gospel, the true gospel, Paul said, let that one be accursed. This is a serious matter, isn't it? It's a matter of life and death. What are we presenting? What are we living? Maybe our ineffectiveness as doing the work of the evangelist is the result because we're not living the gospel ourselves. We don't fully comprehend the work of what Christ has done in its vastness. All of the implications to me, to the world. As we grasp that, as that molds our lives into his image, then we find there is that ability, isn't there, to present Christ in word and deed.